Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome to this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host. As you know, we've been doing this podcast for a while and we've decided to switch up the format just a little bit. This week, we want to focus in on a lot about business. So if you're tuning in, definitely you are going to get a dose of business, but also fashion and how the two can combine. Because there's a lot of people today that would love to combine their passion for fashion and style with business. So in today's episode, we are definitely going to show you how. At the outset, we'll start talking about how you can start up a side business to earn extra income. Just like I said, you can turn your passion into profit. You know, a lot of people work a 9-to-5, but that doesn't mean that that has to limit them. You can go on and work after you get off of work. And I like to call that working your 5-to-9. Or sometimes, you know, you can even work from 9 to midnight. It just depends on your own personal schedule. But the most important thing is getting that side hustle going and having the determination and the drive to keep it going. This is something that I was able to do, and I'd like to share with you how it can happen. If you'd like more in-depth information on that, I would love for you to check out my new book. It's entitled The Mindset of a Gentleman. It gives you 10 success principles, how to motivate and inspire and increase your productivity so that you're able to reach the dreams and goals that you have that are out in front of you. But also later in this episode, we are joined by a new voice to the podcast. I'm so excited to bring on this gentleman. You may know him on Instagram as Dapper Advisor. And this is someone who started just on Instagram, taking pictures and posting. Then he moved on to starting a blog, and now he has an online store as well. So you can see the progression, how you can start with something that you're very passionate about and turn it into your business. And this has been something that Dapper Advisor has been able to do. And so we'll talk to him and see how he's done that and get some tips from him so that you can possibly do the same exact thing. Like I said, this is so important because as a gentleman, we can talk about style all day long, but we have to be well-rounded. We have to be able to take care of ourselves financially and take care of our family. And one way we can do this sometimes is through our employment, but it's also nice to have something of your own that you own and that you can be proud of and that you can put your own stamp on the world. So we hope you tune in and enjoy this edition of The Life of a Gentleman. Thank you for listening.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. You know, this is a podcast where we don't just talk about fashion, but we talk about lifestyle. And really, today's gentleman has to be well-rounded and be able to excel in all areas of his life. And one of the most important aspects of anyone's life this day is being able to generate income for themselves so they can take care of themselves and those they love. So we thought today we'd dive in and talk a little bit about business, in particular, starting a side business, which is very advantageous for everyone. And we are going to be joined for this discussion by someone who knows a lot about this. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's been raised up in an entrepreneurial family. Welcome to the show, Mr. Darius Roberts. How's it going today?
Good. Thank you for having me, Richard. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we've known each other. We go back a long time. We can let the audience in on that secret. I think we met in 89, so we're probably dating ourselves, but that's all right.
Yeah, I've known you for a little bit, I would say. Hickory, North Carolina, those were the days.
Yeah, definitely was. A lot of good times back then. Now, though, fast forward, we're going to talk about business and get your expertise, tap into your knowledge. Would you like to let the audience know a little bit about what you've done and what you've been able to accomplish?
Well, absolutely. So from a young age, I've always had a little bit of the business itch, but always had a regular job and 9-to-5, but also had the itch to start something, and I saw a lot of people doing it and felt that I could do it also, but I just didn't have the time. Finally, when I started organizing myself at a young age, I started being able to find the time to do some things. I was able to open up a coffee shop, start a real estate company, and those type of things. So it became kind of fun and challenging, but you definitely learn a lot along the way.
Yeah, and I think the benefits outweigh the negatives, if you ask me. You know, that's my two cents into it. And let's get your perspective. What do you think are some of the benefits?
Well, I think the sense of accomplishment, first and foremost. I'll back up and say, when you're at a job, right, you'll get your check, and that money feels good. You definitely earned it. But there is nothing like that first dollar that you've actually gone out and created. And I remember the first time I got 20 bucks from a carpet cleaning job that I had got from the company that I had started meant more to me than a full check from a monthly job.
Yeah, now that's funny you say that, because I feel the exact same way. The sense of satisfaction and pride that you get, it's unmatched. Like, on your job, they tell you this is your salary or this is your hourly pay. And no matter how hard you work, that's all you're going to get. The end of the year, you might get a raise. You might not. And if you do, it might be 2%, 5% raise. But you know it's not going to be a 50% jump or something like that. The thing I love about entrepreneurship is that you have the ability to create your own future, and the sky really is the limit for how much you can make. And I enjoy the hunt, you know, that's what I call it. And it sounds like you do too.
Absolutely. There's something that someone taught me years ago, and it stuck with me. Never let someone else dictate what you were worth an hour. And I love that. And I wrote it down. It stuck with me. That was one of my other motivation factors. I never let anyone dictate to me what I was worth an hour. I wanted to go and find out what I was worth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you probably found out you're worth a whole lot more than what most people are willing to pay. And that's true for all of us. You know, you just have to be able to bring that out. And for those listening, find out what your talent is or what your passion is. I always say you can turn your passion into profit. You just have to believe it's possible. Now, Darius, I know you came ready to give some tips and drop some knowledge on the audience. So let's jump into the first tip about starting a side business.
Well, the first thing I will say is it can be intimidating. And the reason why it can be intimidating is time. Right? A lot of us don't feel like we have the time to do a side business. A lot of us work all day, and where do you have the time? So my first tip would be get organized. You'd be surprised once you organized your schedule how much time you have. I know I found an extra hour just discovering that SportsCenter played itself back to back. You know, like how many times I have to watch that dunk or that shot? I can actually turn SportsCenter off and take this hour and do something towards my business. And that's the first suggestion I would give people, is just organize your day, organize your time. You can find a simple 30 minutes or an hour. And if you can spare that, then you'll be surprised. Over a month period, that's 30 hours that's dedicated to your business. If you're a morning person, if you get up early in the morning and maybe you watch the news or you do other things in the morning, turn the news off and do something towards your business for that hour instead of that. Or if you're a night person, instead of that 11 o'clock news or 11 o'clock show that you like to watch, turn that off and do something towards your business. And it really does add up.
Yeah, I like what you said there. Man, 30 hours just like that. You can flip that and make it 60, like you said. You do 1 hour at night, and then you can do 1 hour in the morning. If you're used to getting up at 6:30, get up at 5:30. Work on it for an hour. Now you got 60 hours in a month. That's 15 hours a week. So that's a part-time job. And then on the weekends, you have some more time. That's when you really, sometimes I feel like you have to really grind it out while everybody's out having fun. Yeah, you can be working. You'll have your fun later. Trust us. It really does pay off.
And honestly, Richard, to go along with that point, the fun, you'll start getting into. At first, it may be hard. I found it kind of difficult, kind of forcing the first few hours. But after a while, it feels like a hobby. And it's work, but it's not, because it's something that you should be doing. That's your passion, right? I can't tell you how many times I've gotten stuck on a Sunday just getting into a project that I enjoy. Time goes by fast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I get sucked into different projects that I'm working on. Being creative. I mean, I'm doing things that I love. Even doing this podcast is fun. Talking to people, meeting new people. But when I get into the design work for Harrison Blake or the marketing ideas and aspects of it, man, I mean, you got to pull me away from it sometimes. I have to really rein myself in and say, don't just isolate yourself and just keep working. You know, take some time out, call up a friend, spend some time with your friends, and definitely spend some time with your family. Dive into tip number two. The first one was great.
I would say tip number two is association, and there's several aspects to this. You're going to deal with negativity surrounding you. You want to try to surround yourself with positive thinking people and also people that understand your goals and what you're doing. Association really is a big deal, because if you associate with people of like mind, and it's encouraging, right? So try to associate with people that are going to encourage you towards your business, encourage you towards your goals, and not be negative. That's huge as well. Also, don't associate with people that are always about to do something and never do it, because you can get caught up in that frame of mind also. So that's a tip for me. It's really, kind of watch your association. I'm not saying go around, ignore people or cut people off. Just try to surround yourself with positivity as much as possible.
No, you're exactly right. They say it's a full-time job just trying to change yourself. So you can't change anybody else, how they feel about it. There will be naysayers. There will be people that are saying, well, how are you going to do this, or how are you going to do that? I remember when I launched a subscription model of my business, there were some friends that kept asking how. Well, how? You never did that. Well, how are you going to do that? Everybody wants to know how, but when you're on a mission, how does not matter. The question is, why are you doing it? The how, you'll figure that out. If you want it bad enough, you're going to make it happen. So that's a great tip. Watch those negative people around you. They'll bring you down. Like you said, you don't want to ignore people, but limit your association if they're going to bring you down. Let's have the third tip. These are awesome. I think they're good, practical tips. I hope everybody's taking notes.
The third tip I would give is, I'm a sports guy, right? I love basketball. You know that growing up with me when I used to be E1-on-1.
No, I don't remember that part of it, but.
That's a topic for another day. look at the journey like a sports season, because you're going to have ups and downs, right? And this kind of goes along with association and negative energy, but this is kind of a tip I like, because there's going to be ups and downs. Right? And you got to look at it again like a sports season. There's going to be wins, there's going to be losses, but the ultimate goal is the championship or success, right? So don't get too low on your lows or too highs on your highs. Enjoy your victories, expect some losses, but don't let that completely derail you. Just stick to your goal. There's going to be winning streaks, there's going to be losing streaks. Just keep plowing forward. And that's my other advice, is kind of look at it like a sports season and just go for it, and don't worry about the losses and don't focus too much on it. Learn from the losses. And don't even focus too much on the wins. Just learn from the wins and just keep pressing forward until you get to the championship.
Yeah, I like that. It is a long season, like you said, in business. And speaking of sports, right now the finals is in full swing. I was thinking about the Cavaliers this season. They had a streak where they were losing a lot of games and everybody was wondering what happened. But, a lot of their veteran players kept saying, just trust the process. We're just going to trust the process and work through it. And that's the same thing you have to do with business, Like you said, you ride the ups and downs, man. And you're on a hot streak sometimes. Cool. You know that hot streak isn't going to last forever.
Absolutely. And it goes back to just that attitude of, this is going to be a victory for me. I just got to keep at it. If there's a loss and if there's a win, hey, there's going to be a low point, but I need to understand that these wins do happen as well. So.
Yeah, the great ones, man, they don't give up. Shooters on basketball, they keep shooting. Shoot your way out of a slump. In the same way with baseball, hitters, if they're in a slump, they keep swinging, and eventually they're going to connect and get their mojo back. That's the same thing you have to do with business. Ride that wave, the ups, the downs, and just keep your eyes, like you said, on that championship, knowing that it's possible you're going to make it. Now, let me ask you this. What are the rewarding part for you of having a business? Because you gave us some great tips, but what's been some other sources of pride? You mentioned when you got your first $20, but what are some other added benefits?
Beyond the money is just a sense of accomplishment. I cannot explain to you how good it feels to be creating something on your own. And that's why I mentioned the $20. Obviously, it wasn't about 20 bucks, isn't a lot of money, but just the symbolicness that it was mine and I created it. That symbol of that feeling of accomplishment, if you will, is such a good feeling. Even when you get out there and you get your business license and you see your license and you frame it, it just feels good. Also, the time freedom that it will give you later. And know that you can take some time off and still be making some money. And that obviously comes down the road, but that is a good sense of, you put in a lot of time at the beginning, but if the end goal should be that you don't have to spend as much time and still have that income coming in. So that's a good feeling as well.
Yeah, that is a good feeling. When you go to bed at night, you've worked hard on your business, but then the next day, you wake up and check your email and you see the sales that have come rolling in overnight, or nights after. Things pay dividends over time. That's the most exciting part about it for me. I think personally it gives you a lot of freedom to maybe do some things you didn't think you were going to be able to do or provide in different ways for your family. So, man, it is a blessing, but it does take some hard work at the beginning. Just to kind of reiterate, so the tips you mentioned were find time, avoid negative people, and look at the long end goal. You know, ride that wave, like you said, it's a long season. Man, really appreciate you coming on, giving those tips, because it's definitely something we all need. You know, we talk about fashion a lot, we talk about grooming, but this is such an important aspect of being a gentleman. I'd like to encourage all the listeners to go out there and follow their dreams.
Absolutely. If my advice just helps one person, just jump out there and just try it. Don't be scared, you got this tonight, and I'm glad that I was able to help.
Yeah, no, you definitely were able to help, and we'd like to have you actually come back on and talk to us in the future about different aspects of being a gentleman. We know you're a family man as well, so you can speak to that and, yeah, other subjects as well. So we'd like to extend that invitation to have you come back on, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with this.
Absolutely. I would love to do that, and I'll finally get to tell the story about me beating you one-on-one basketball. I'd love to share that, too.
That sounds good. We'll do that on the next episode. How's that sound?
Sounds great, Richard. I appreciate you having me on.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment on The Life of a Gentleman. This is the one we call The Gentleman's Look, where we talk to a style and fashion expert. And today we have someone new that's joining us on the show. And this is going to be a really great opportunity for us to listen to this guy. We have on none other than Dapper Advisor. How's it going today, Akil?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are glad that you came on the show, because, you know, I've been a big fan of yours for a while, and your style is second to none, but the way you carry yourself is like a true gentleman. So I think this will be a perfect fit to have you come on the podcast.
I appreciate that, man. That definitely means a lot. I really try to walk that walk and just really represent and just stand for, you know, being a gentleman.
Yeah, you can tell when you look at your Instagram page, you can see that, you know, this isn't pretend for you. This is a real lifestyle. This is the way you live and present yourself every day. Let me just ask you, why do you think that's so important for guys today, not to just do it for the gram, as it were?
It's so many different reasons. I think for the gram, it's cool. It's good to post pictures that, you know, entice people and get people interested. But at the end of the day, after you look at the pictures, there's always more to it. And my biggest thing is, I would hate for somebody to meet me on the streets and to see me from Instagram, and then when they meet me in person, they're like, oh my God, this guy is completely different than what I thought he would be like. So for me, I just try to just be myself, you know, whether it's in the photos, whether it's on the YouTube videos I put out sometimes. It's just always about just being authentic. At the end of the day, I think that's the easiest thing for me to do, you know.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. That's funny, the scenario you brought out, because, you know, I think about that too. You see some of these people. That's actually happened to me. I've met a few people, and the persona that they present and then the actual person doesn't match up, man. It's a huge letdown when that happens.
Yeah, it's almost like when a little kid will meet a celebrity or one of their idols for the first time, and then that person is a jerk or they're just, you know, disrespectful or something. Just like, you never even
want
to follow that stuff.
Yeah, you're totally right. You know, one thing about you I notice is that you're really active with social media, but you're also maintaining a blog, a website, and that's what I want to talk about today, because there's a lot of people who want to get to the next level, and that kind of does start with getting yourself a presence on the web. So can you speak to the importance of branching out and getting a web presence going for yourself?
I think that's huge, and it all depends on the end goal, I think. For some people, they might just want to build their personal brand, and for them, a website might not seem that important. But for me, I think it's the most important thing. You can put all your energies into trying to promote your Facebook or trying to promote your Instagram, and then 2 weeks later, they're done, and then all of your life's work is gone. So I think that's the most important piece of having a website, because you own it. can always use that as like a personal book, you know, for yourself. And if anybody ever wants to get in touch with you, they can always refer back to the website, because with social media, you really have no control over that. I done seen people lose their profiles, people get their profiles hacked. The website, that's something you own.
Yeah, no, what you're saying makes perfect sense, because these social media platforms, you're right, like Vine, that's gone. And if you had a big following on there and you didn't have a website and you didn't build yourself an email list or something like that off the website, the people that you were influencing or had the opportunity to reach, that's now gone, like you said. So, yeah, I definitely can see the importance of it. A lot of people seems like are scared to jump out into that arena, if you will, and start the website or start the blog. What advice would you give them if they've been thinking about it for a while but they've been nervous?
Best advice is literally just to start. It's so much free platforms out there. When I first started my blog, I used Tumblr, and that was when Tumblr was, that's another good example too, because Tumblr is dying out as well. But I started out with Tumblr, and of course that's another free platform. I think I upgraded to Blogger, and now I'm using WordPress. It's all about just taking that first step. My first website was probably, I know if I look back at it now, I'd probably be embarrassed because it was terrible, but you just kind of have to start somewhere. And then it's cliche, but you really just have to take that first step, and from there you continue to grow and realize what it is that you want to put out. Because if you just keep dancing around the subject and keep thinking to yourself, one day, then you're probably never going to do it. So you just have to start somewhere. The best thing is, too, there's so many free platforms. So you don't have to invest a huge sum of money to get started. I know I invested quite a bit of money into my website now, but I'm about 5 years in. So it's only right that I did make a decent investment. But at the same time, like I said, you can just start with the free platform and just go from there.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think that will lessen a little bit of fear for everybody, because that lets them know, you know, it's okay to start small, you know. You have to get started at some point. You know, it's like with anything.
That's right.
I remember I first started my brand, Harrison Blake, you know, about 3 years ago. And it started off, you know, I was just doing lapel pins at the beginning. Just had a small little assortment. But things expand, things grow. Like you said, you're 5 years into this blogging. And your website looks phenomenal, by the way. You're welcome. But you're right. It didn't start like that. So, you know, people have to get started, right?
That's it. You just got to take that first step. And as long as you're consistent and as long as you have a vision for what it is that you want to do, it's going to grow and it's going to form over time. I mean, as long as you actually care about what it is that you're doing, you're going to want to continue to improve it. And other people are going to come along, they're going to notice what you're doing, and they're going to inspire you or want to invest in whatever it is that you're doing. So it's only going to grow from there. But like I said, you just got to start somewhere.
Now, once you get started, I think there's a lot of benefits that can come from it. And since you've been in it for a while, let us know some of the benefits that you've come across or some of the advantages that you find having a website that looks professional brings you.
For one, just people taking me more serious. I met this older gentleman, he was about 90 years old, and we met at a coffee shop, and we ended up checking out my website. Put me up, and he said, "Akil, this is one of the best things I've seen on the internet in a very long time." And remind you, he's 90 years old, so for him, I'm sure the internet is still, you know, amazing and fast-paced and all these type of things.
Right.
But he was just so blown away at the fact that it was a website that he could not only just learn more about style and fashion, but he could also buy a couple pieces from my shop if he wanted to. And he was just saying how the poses and the outfits just look so professional. And he was giving me all these compliments, but that would have never came about if it wasn't for my website, because I know he wouldn't have saw me on Instagram. Because
yeah.
He's 90 years old, you know, he wouldn't have saw me on Facebook or anything like that. So for him, it was just an easier way for him to find me. And I think that's the most important thing, is if you want to reach the masses, you just kind of have to meet people where they are. You know, of course, social media is huge. You got to have a presence on there. But just having a presence on the web just allows you to just touch and just network with different people that you probably wouldn't meet and have the opportunity to connect with. That's definitely one of the biggest advantages.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect example that you just gave, because there's a lot of people, they're not on social media, and, you know, some young people find that shocking, mm-hmm. but the web is, mm-hmm. is still... Everybody's pretty much as familiar with it. Like you just said, a 90-year-old gentleman, he was comfortable enough to go on the internet and learn about you and what you're doing. And man, I got to tell you, this, I can't get off your website, man. It's fantastic, bro. So what encouragement would you give, lastly, to somebody who's on the fence still, after hearing so much of this conversation, they're still on the fence? Let's give them that last little bit of advice before we round it up.
Like I said, you definitely don't need to invest a whole lot of money in the very beginning. You can use a free platform. There's a whole bunch of free hosting websites, free places to build that platform up for you. So it's definitely one of those things that you don't have to spend money on. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Everybody's always so, they can spend money on clothes, but when it comes to investing in themselves, everybody's like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But just see it as an investment in yourself. And because it's free, that's even better. And like I said, the benefits it's a plethora of benefits that come from it. I mean, I already touched on just being able to network with more people, but just people taking you more serious and people actually just being able to connect with whatever it is that you're doing. And I think that's the key. That's really the key.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love what you're doing. And thanks for coming on and giving a lot of advice to those that are thinking about it. I think they really should go ahead and dive in and take this opportunity. But since we talk so much about this website of yours, let's let the people know how they can get on your website or follow you on social media. So let us know about that.
On Instagram, it's at Dapper Advisor. That's DapperAdvisor. My website is DapperAdvisor.com. Or you can also check thedapperadvisor.com. I made sure I bought both of those domains because you can never be too safe out here. So I bought both domains, and check it out. And you could always reach out to me. My email, dapperadvisor@gmail.com. I try to respond to everything and everybody because I'm here to help.
We appreciate it so much. And thank you for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman. We are hoping that you will come back on and talk to us more about style, fashion, and business, because you're certainly living the life of a gentleman.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today, I think it was a very informative show. I hope you were able to learn some information and take some things away from it, because we had a great time recording it for you. And also, there were some good reminders for me as well. You know, I started this journey myself about 4 years ago, starting my own brand. And what I've learned is that sometimes there's going to be ups and sometimes there's going to be downs, but you have to just ride that roller coaster and stay positive. Definitely stay positive. So I'd like to give a special thank you to my guest that joined me on the show today. That was Darius Roberts. He was a seasoned business expert. He's a serial entrepreneur and somebody that I've known for over 20 years now. Definitely has a lot of knowledge that he can share with the audience, and I hope you enjoyed that. And a special thank you goes out to Dapper Advisor Akil. Thank you for coming on, and he definitely will be back to share some other information about styling and vintage fashion. And also, he has a very exciting trip where he's heading over to Italy, and we'll hear about that as well. Last but not least, we want to send a special thank you to our producer, Deandra Marie. She does a great job of producing the show for us every week, and we really appreciate it. I would have to also say thank you to you, the listener, for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. I hope that you find the information that we provide to be of some benefit to you. And also, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to listen to what we're providing for you. We'd love to get your feedback on the show. And also, if you could do us a favor, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? That way you'd get this information sent directly to your phone or device every week for absolutely free. And also would help us to get this information out to others so that others could hear about this show and benefit from it as well. We really appreciate you all. And as we always say on The Life of a Gentleman, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.